And now it's time for the show you waited for all week. It's time to go out and about with Elaine LaRoche. And now, here's Elaine.
Woohoo! Good morning, everyone. How are you all doing on this wonderful sunny day? Finally, we got some sunshine. I have to say one thing before we get started. I am really, really, I'm really upset about what happened at the Silver City Galleria Mall the other night. I was watching the news this morning and I started to fill up with tears. I got really emotional because rarely does somebody step up and do the right thing. And it's such an amazing thing. We had two heroes that night. You've heard about it in the news where this couple was sitting down at a Bertucci's and just having a relaxing dinner when this nut job, I'm not even going to tell you what his name is because I don't even want to identify this idiot, came in and started stabbing people and started stabbing this very pregnant young woman. When George Heath stood up and got in between the pregnant lady and this person, and unfortunately was killed. But an off-duty police officer was there too and actually ended the carnage there. And I heard in the news today this morning that it was just really phenomenal. His widow came on and said that, you know, it's about time that she said she will always remember that time. It plays over and over in her mind. But the one thing that she said that George would always do was step up and do the right thing. He was a teacher and taught his students that same philosophy. She said more people need to just step up and do the right thing. And then the reporter gave an update. The woman who was pregnant survived, and so did the baby. So it's just it turned out a tragic event with some really good news at the end. But I think that you have to be aware now. I mean, like, I'm traveling overseas in another month, and I'm fearless as far as that goes, but I will be aware of my surroundings and seeing what's going on. But see, I mean, you shouldn't be afraid to travel any place because it could happen anywhere, any place, and any time. These tragic things happen all over the world, not just, you know, overseas. And this just brings up the point where, you know, if you see something, say something, and please do the right thing and help out. In studio, I have my good friend, Tony Viveras, is here this morning with no coffee for me, but that's okay.
Well, you have your own coffee.
Yeah, but yours is better because you have a commercial brewer.
Well, good morning, Elaine.
And we're going to talk a lot about the Attleboro area. And I do have to say, last night I went over to Sarah Reynolds' home.
Oh, yeah.
And gave my condolences and brought her some dinner because her stepdad had passed away. And a little known fact about
Coach Cassidy.
Yes. When she was in school, she was a cheerleader, and her mm-hmm. sisters were cheerleaders, and they only knew him as Coach Cassidy. And he had lost his wife, and 2 years later, he went to a wedding. And Sarah's mother was divorced for 13 years, and she was going to go to a wedding, but she hesitated because she said, I don't want to go alone. But the girls convinced her to go. They got her a dress, dressed her up, and sent her off, and they met. And 30-something years later, they've been happily married all those years, you know, and it was just a really phenomenal love story, and it was just really, it was great to hear. I know Sarah needed to talk last night, and I'm not going to give out a lot of information. Right. Obviously, I respect her and love her so much as a friend, so, but I just thought that was a cute story of how they met.
Yeah, and I did see Sarah the other night at the council meeting, and we chatted, and we're having our alumni gathering this Tuesday, and we're going to have a moment of silence for the coach. But I just want to let you know that the type of the individual Coach Cassidy was, I never knew him personally. Now, I'm good friends with his son, Jimmy, who grew up next door to my wife's whole homestead on Cumberland Avenue. and we invited the coach to come down to one of our alumni gatherings about 2 or 3 years ago as a featured guest. But because of ill health, he couldn't make the trip down from New Hampshire. But I did have a large card, and I asked people that who knew the coach or wanted to sign something for the coach. They will feel free to do so, and we'd send the card up to Coach Cassidy. And one particular individual, his name is David James Panucci. as we called him affectionately, Panooch. Panooch passed away a couple of years ago. But he was diagnosed with, Panucci was, that is, diagnosed with, he was a severe diabetic since he was 9 years old. And he had a couple of older brothers who played sports, baseball, basketball, and so forth. And Panooch loved to play on the hardwood basketball. But because they had very little medication to control diabetes back then, he sat on the bench for the most part. But he often told me that the last game of the season, Coach Cassidy put him in the game. Oh. And he was always thankful. Now, this is going back 55 years ago. Panooch graduated in 1961. So, anyways, when the card was full and at the end of the evening, I took the card home. I read some of the stuff. And Panooch's thing was, "Dear Coach, thanks for putting me in the game, Panooch." And that's the type of individual, the type of man that Coach Cassidy was. And I, as I said, even though I didn't know the coach, I'll take the words of Coach McKenna, who commented in the paper on the death of Coach Cassidy. Coach Cassidy was a class act. Not only was he a coach, but he was a teacher and a mentor. So he'd be sadly missed. But anyways, do you mind if I interrupt with the alumni gathering?
Go right ahead.
Okay. This Tuesday evening, we're going to have our fifth annual alumni gathering at the Attleboro Arts Museum. And as I always said, there's a lot of fun to be had at these things. And a lot of the people that have come in the years past continue to come because we always have different guests and a lot of fresh faces show up. And it's an opportunity. It's not just like a regular class reunion where you just see classmates. It's an opportunity to see some of the principals, some of the teachers, some of the coaches, and also to, like in many schools, that you knew your underclassmen, or you were the sister of a friend of a classmate of yours, or you knew your upperclassmen, but you haven't seen them in years because each class holds their own individual reunion. So this is a great opportunity. It doesn't cost anything to get in. It's casual dress. Excuse me. We have complimentary beer, complimentary wine. We have cheese platters, dessert platters. We have about 50 yearbooks on display. At 8 o'clock, we have a couple of speakers, the co-chair people of my alumni association, Mary Beth and Tammy. Usually we have Mr. Rooney, the principal of Attleboro High, speak. And we usually have the mayor, who's also a graduate of Attleboro High, speak. And I get up and say a few words myself. We have in the background, we'll have Ray Conniff's music being played in the background, because we're honoring Ray Conniff this year, who was a classmate in 1934. This year would have been Ray's 100th birthday. Wow. And even though a lot of people, and maybe some of you listeners, don't know who Ray Conniff is, as I said, he was a 1934 graduate of Attleboro High School. His music was his business. He wrote the class song, the words and the music to his class song in 1934. And he had a career that stretched over seven decades. Wow. And in 1966, he won a Grammy for Laura's theme in the epic movie Dr. Zhivago.
Oh, yeah.
So he was internationally known.
Mm-hmm.
And we named the bandstand here in Attleboro after him. So we're going to be honoring him. And we have a couple of guests. One of them have been canceled, Mike Dorenzo. Mike is a noted photographer throughout the United States. He's won many awards. He's a graduate of 1968 at Attleboro High School. And this year, even though we don't have it in our program, this year, Mike's photography is going to be on the cover of the calendar of 2017 of the National Park Service. And that's a huge tribute to the type of work that Mike has done. But Mike fell ill. He had some severe surgery. He lives on Long Island. And I was supposed to meet him a couple of Saturdays ago because we were going to hang some of his photography work at the museum for the month of May. But that's not going to happen, and Mike's not going to be here.
No.
But we're going to have Mike back next year.
Good.
And our other guest that night, our special guest, is going to be Megan Fuller. She's a graduate of 2010. She's the current Miss Massachusetts.
Nice.
And she'll be there that night. And I think what's it called? The crown or reign ends June 30th. So she's still Miss Massachusetts. She went to the University of Alabama with a Bachelor of Arts in Communication Studies and Women Studies. And after serving in the Massachusetts Promise Fellowship as an AmeriCorps Youth Development Fellow, Megan received her master's in public health from Tulane University in 2015. So we're proud to have Megan there that night.
That's great.
So again, Tuesday evening, 7 to 9, complimentary refreshments and desserts and no charge. We'll have our server, who happens to be the director of the museum, Mim Fawcett. Mim's a great person, and we're also going to have a high art exhibit, and that's art from all surrounding 9 high schools will be on display for the month of May, too, as well. All right, so I hope to see you there Tuesday evening.
Tony, I got a question
for
you. I don't live in Attleboro. I feel like I do in some ways, but if you wanted, let's say you lost your yearbook, is there a company that actually reprints the yearbooks? You can order them?
You know, there is a company that's taken copies of yearbooks, especially Attleboro's, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they're doing it all over the place, that you can look online now.
Oh, cool.
To get them. Now, there are only so many yearbooks that are available because yearbooks get lost over the years and so
damaged.
Forth. Yeah, and some of these companies go into the high school archives, and some have good archives, some not so good archives. So mm-hmm. depending, where'd you go to school, Mike?
I graduated in Cranston West in 1987.
Oh, okay.
And my high school yearbook got damaged in a move.
Oh.
And it's in the basement of our where we live now, but it's all the pages are muddy and yeah. You know, I says maybe I could get a brand new one.
Well, you know, some of the schools have extra yearbooks,
right.
So maybe you can call Cranston West, and maybe you can purchase a yearbook.
There you go.
Maybe they'll give it to you because you're a class of 87, and you know, so
yeah. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, and also on alumni night, we have a conversion night. If you want to be an Attleboro alum, you can cross over and join.
Even though I didn't go to school there?
No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, I was going to say.
Those are for those wannabes.
You know? Oh, all right.
All right, guys, I got to rein you in because we have to take our first break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our number here is 508-222-1320. In studio, I have Mike Catanzaro on my board and Tony V. I call you Tony V here in studio.
Whatever you want.
And on our flip side, we'd like you to call in if you have memories of Coach Cassidy or if you'd just like to say hi to Tony. Again, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You shouldn't have to quit your day job to grow a great garden. On Thursday, May 12th, join Bristol-based horticulturist Kristen Green at the Seekonk Public Library as she presents her book, Plantiful: Start Small, Grow Big with 150 Plants That Spread, Self-Sow, and Overwinter. She will share her favorite plants, tips, and tools for growing an abundant and colorful garden year-round. This program is sponsored by the Friends of the Seekonk Public Library. For more information, call 508-336-8230, extension 5130, or email library@seekonkpl.org.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
What is that? Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow, hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Richards Memorial Library in North Attleboro will host Surviving Stroke and Overcoming Adversity, presented by survivor Lisa Deck, on Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. In honor of National Stroke Awareness Month, Lisa will educate the audience and share her personal story of overcoming 4 strokes and most recently 2 brain surgeries. Lisa is an active volunteer with the American Heart and Stroke Association and most recently served as a national spokeswoman for the Go Red for Women campaign. Register for the event by calling the library at 508-699-0122.
Look, this is Phil Woods and Greg Abate playing on a CD. And actually, they were at Chan's a while back, and Phil Woods had passed away a few years ago. So I just grabbed a CD for some of the music, and it sounds pretty jazzy in the morning. And if you're out and about, give us a call at 508-222-1320. I have Tony Viveras here. And we're going to talk a little bit, we're going to shift gears now from the Attleboro Alumni Association, which is very important, and we're going to go to the Attleboro Capron Park Zoo.
Oh, thanks, Elaine. You know, a couple of weeks ago, even though Paul Healy says I don't listen to his show, I do listen to his show. And I heard an individual calling up with the, with the school crisis going on and all that. And one of the callers said, shut down Capron Park. And I said, shut down? Well, then that means that we'd have to put a fence around Capron Park. We'd have to lay off all our employees. The grass would grow high. You would not be allowed to get into Capron Park. And what do you do with the animals? Mm. Elaine, do you want a lion? We have a white lion and a couple of
yeah,
female.
I'll take the white one, please.
Okay, you'll take the white one?
Mm-hmm. You know. Sure.
Oh, God. Anyways, we're coming up on the season of concerts in the park. They'll start the first Thursday. Actually, you know, let me check my calendar because okay. I think the first Thursday is close to 4th of July, and we don't usually have
right.
a concert.
Right. Right. That's okay.
Let me see. It'll be July 7th will be the first one.
Oh, okay.
So it'll be during the 4th of July week.
Right.
And we'll have... 8 concerts during the year.
You are?
Every Thursday.
Yes.
From July and August.
Okay. Do you know the lineup yet, or?
We have the lineup, but I don't have it with me.
Okay, well, we'll have to have you come back on.
Yeah, when I come back on, I'll give you the lineup. I haven't got the program printed, but it starts July 7th.
Good.
And then I think on July 17th, which is a Sunday,
yeah.
I believe, is a, yes, July 17th is a special concert. In honor of Ray Conniff.
Right.
And that's been through a donor who doesn't want his name to be out. He's donated for 5 years for a concert on Sundays, 2 to 4
wow.
in the afternoon to have, you know, we have different bands to play in honor of Ray Conniff.
Nice.
So that's a nice added attraction.
It is.
Yeah. In the fall, too, in September, I believe, and I don't have the date, but I think you'll see the dates posted around town and yard signs. We have a very successful put on by the Friends of Cape Cod Zoo. This year it'll be Passport to Medico.
Wow, Mexico.
Yeah. So that should be a fun night. And they're usually packed, and it's for an over 21 crowd because they'll be serving alcoholic beverages. And it's right at dusk and it gets dark and the zoo is decorated in the Mexican theme.
Nice.
And there's music and authentic Mexican food. And it's really a fun night, you know?
Yeah.
And there's always a live performance. I always remember Passport to Brazil because they brought out these three beautiful Brazilian women. And boy, they were dancing. And it was, of course, it had a huge men attraction to it. But
really?
Yeah,
you
yeah
don't
but it
say.
Was a very lively.
well, look at this smile.
And yeah, as a matter of fact, when Jean last year or the year before said, oh, we're going to have Passport to China, I asked her, if the Brazilian dancer's going to come to that one?
Oh, jeez.
But that's a fun night. But yeah, and it's a great fundraiser to support the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get the zoo to be on a self-sustaining zoo.
Right.
Obviously, it's subsidizing.
It's profitable, right? I mean, they do.
Yeah, a lot of the zoo attendance is based on good weather.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You get snowy, cold weather. Right. You get rainy weather during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't come out. But I noticed that this past week, which we have fantastic weather, I've been to the high school quite a bit, and the parking lot is full of cars.
That's
at
great.
The zoo, and there's always four or five school buses doing field trips to the zoo.
Wonderful, yeah.
So that's good, you know, and we like that. And, you know, the entire park is the gem of the city. If you drive by, and I'm sure you do, Elaine,
mm-hmm.
because...
Almost every day.
Yeah, and I do too. That you see people walking their dogs, just enjoying the grounds of the zoo, laying down on a blanket, soaking up sun, or sitting in a nice chair, reading a book.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great atmosphere to be. And we're so fortunate to have it here.
We are,
yeah.
Yes.
And for that individual to say, close down the park, I understand your feelings because of the school budget problems, but that's not going to happen.
Good. No, I mean, I think that's really great. I know I give a membership, a family membership,
yeah.
to my son and his wife and my two granddaughters. They love it. I mean, there's nothing more than like spending a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon at the zoo, especially when it's nice and
yeah.
sunny. The kids love the splash pad.
Right.
And we always get ice cream afterwards at Bliss Dairy. That's one of our things. But going through the zoo, we have such a... And it's well-maintained. The animals are friendly. They come right up to the, you know, the fence there, and you can feed some of the animals. Some of them you can't. But, I mean, it's really a great time. It's a wonderful zoo, and we're so very fortunate to have it right... The location is just really phenomenal. It really is.
And the grounds are so beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Manicured. They're maintained.
Yes.
We have an excellent ground crew that takes care of that.
The best.
And our head groundskeeper, Terry, does a wonderful job. And, you know, it's not just the park they maintain. They maintain a lot of the other parks that are in Attleboro, you know. And
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't realize that. So they do a tremendous amount of job for the equipment that they have and for the manpower that they have. They're straight out. And, of course, this is the busy season for the grounds crew because everything grows. There's a lot of weeding to be done, a lot of mowing to be done, a lot of trimming of trees and branches after windstorms. So,
oh, yeah.
Sonny and his crew, Sonny Almeida and his crew, though, do a wonderful job.
Oh, yes, they really do. Yeah. Now that the weather's going to be changing, I can't wait to hear Jim Corbin's forecasts, you know, for the coming weeks, because then we'll be able to get out and about, and there might be even a certain kind of moon that's going to be here, whether it be a blood moon or blue moon or whatever
moon.
A full moon. Yes, and all of that. So we'll have to hear what he has to say.
Yeah. And, you know, the mayor is moving a lot of things down to the park. We were just talking before we went on the air. What is it, Expo?
Yes, Expo for the Census.
Yeah, that's going to be at the park right then in downtown. Attleboro, there you go. Yeah.
Go ahead, Tony. You can actually give a plug. You can tell about
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah. The Attleboro's annual Expo for the Census, which includes music, art, jewelry, and food, that's going to be on June 18th at noon to 5, and the rain date's going to be June 19th. And that used to be in downtown Attleboro, and it ties up a lot of the traffic and the configuration, but they're going to have it at the park. And also Mike had asked me about the market And that's going to be the same day, but they're from, I think...
9.
Yeah, 9 to 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So it won't interfere. So
right.
That's going to be at the park. But that's on the other end of the mm-hmm. park, down by the high school and on the O'Connell baseball field.
Right.
So the
expo... I can't wait for that to open.
Yeah, and...
Heather?
Yeah, you talk about Jim Corbin. We hope we have good weather for that day.
Because, oh, yeah. You know, and we'll have Heather on, too, before to talk about what's going on with the farmer's market. And, I can't wait. She always has these wonderful vendors, and she says she always gets particular people in. Some will be repeats, but then there will be others that are just unique, you know, with their gifts and different things.
Yep.
I mean, last year, I think we had alpacas there, and it was just really cool to see the woman that was just, like, knitting scarves and things like that, but the yarn and how...
Yeah.
It was just really a fascinating... It was a little educational, a little corner up there, in that corner back there. But then the smell of popcorn, you know, fills the air, and coffee.
Oh, yeah.
And then Emily's garden, she has all these beautiful flowers that she arranges, and then... the wine, of course, the wine, and then the cheese, and arts and crafts, and it's just really an amazing community event to do that, and it's all through the summer, which is really great,
right.
In the fall.
And mm-hmm. This year, you mentioned wine. This year, the state just passed that markets like this can also sell a beer.
Really?
So they're going to have to get a license.
Oh, yes.
That. I'm on the alcohol board. But, so they're going to, I imagine there's a lot of small craft breweries out there that like to, and that's an explosive market.
It is.
I mean, you go into package stores now, there's a huge selection of craft breweries.
Mm-hmm.
So, and which is good because, whatever floats your boat and your taste and all that. And, you know, I don't drink beer, but occasionally I like to try something. There's something that just catches my fancy. I don't know, banana beer or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a curiosity factor.
Sure.
For me.
Yeah.
But to get back to the Attleboro Annual Expo for the census, parking, you're going to be allowed to go through the main entrance as long as you head for the zoo. And there's also parking at the rear of Attleboro High School off the Bushy Street side.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So people will be, and then you'll be able to park on the side streets surrounding the park, but the rest of the park will be closed down for motor vehicles.
I'll walk over.
Yeah, you can walk over.
And you can walk up too, right?
I can walk over.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's hope it's going to be a wonderful day. They're going to have restaurants from 10 area restaurants there with sample food while listening to live music at the Ray Conniff Bandstand.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous glitter and jewelry for sale, and they'll have art and craft exhibitors there too. So, and they'll have a Ferris wheel and a rock wall and a giant raffle. And best of all, it's free.
I love
it. Free admission.
I love it.
So,
okay, my friend, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to
it's
Out and About with
time?
Elaine. Yes, it is. We are moving fast here on Out and About with Elaine.
Hmm.
Our number here is 508-222-1320. On the flip side of our break, Jim Corbin, our meteorologist for WARA 1320, will be back and tell us some really great news about what's happening all this week in the weather. We'll be right back after these messages.
Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition will be holding its annual statewide Against the Tide swim, kayak, walk, and or run fundraising events again in 2016. The morning events consist of several components: competitive and recreational swims, recreational kayak, fitness walk, and USA track and field certified 5K and 10K runs. Participants of all ages and abilities can choose one, two, or three of these activities. Participants may register as an individual or as part of a team. Please visit www.mbcc.org/swim or call 617-376-6222 for more information and to register.
So you see, son, good manners are important. Should I go through it again?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
Exactly. Always say please, thank you, you're welcome, and excuse me. Sit up straight, hold doors open, don't speak with your mouth full, keep your elbows off the table. Share your things, play nice, and generally treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Got it?
Got it.
And stop picking your nose.
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But 2 minutes twice a day, making sure they brush their teeth, is easier. And it could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. Visit 2min2x.org to find out more. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Join Mass Audubon on Saturday, May 21st from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock a.m. for their monthly hike of the Oak Knoll Wildlife Sanctuary. Get outside, enjoy the beauty of nature, and get some exercise. These guided hikes are a great way to learn about local flora and fauna. Each trip is its own unique adventure dependent on what nature wants to share with us that day. Hikes happen rain or shine, so please dress accordingly. Call Oak Knoll at 508-223-3060 for more information or to register for the event.
This used to be my theme song when I first started, Call Me by Blondie, and I really love it, and I might just ask Jim Jones to slide that in, but Tara Granahan from WPRO snagged my theme song, so yes, they did, 3 years ago, because Jay Rogers recorded this for me, and that was my theme song, and what happened was she caught it, and now it's her theme song now for the last year and a half.
You need the name of a good attorney?
Yes, I know. I am sure that I would have to pay royalty to Blondie if I kept continuing using it.
Well, settle it in court. That's what you should do.
Yeah, really. Listen, we have a couple of events that I need to talk to you about, especially locally here. The Attleboro firefighters are having their free breakfast this morning. It starts at 8 o'clock, so hey, on Union Street. So stop in and get a free breakfast. And the Lions Club is having their Lions Paws for Fun, and that starts from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. today at Cardi's Furniture in Newport Avenue in Attleboro. There's a pet fashion parade, contest, raffles, face painting. There's going to be food, and there's going to be a rescue. The state police dogs are going to do a demonstration. You can have your pet have a photo with your dog or cat or whatever. And all proceeds go to the Lions Fund activities and charities. And the last thing I want to mention is On the Prowl for Owls. So Who's Out There is an evening wildlife prowl, and it's set for 7:30 to 9 p.m. Friday, May 20th at the Stony Brook Wildlife Sanctuary on North Street in Norfolk. The event is geared for all ages, 6 and up, and pre-registration is required. So call 508-528-3140. All righty. You never know when it's live radio. Anything can happen, and it generally does on my show. We have standing by Jim Corbin. Good morning, Jim. Whoops. Oh, we got him? Hello, Jim? All right. Mike is going to... I guess we're going to have to go live again here. We got him again? He dropped call. All right,
He's probably looking for that owl. He heard it.
Yeah, he did. Next Saturday, I want you to know the American Legion is going to have their annual yard sale. They're at 461 Newport Avenue in South Attleboro. Now, this is a really great, huge yard sale. I'm into yard sales and consignment shops. Don't even get me started. I've already scoped out 6 consignment shops in Provence, France already. But it's next Saturday, May 21st, from 9 to 2, and all proceeds go to local veterans and their families. So again, American Legion, yard sale, 461 Newport Avenue, South Attleboro, from 9 a.m. to 2. Now, remember, you got to get there at 9 o'clock for the best selection.
Elaine, I think Jim Corbin's back.
All right, so we got our Jim back. Here you go. Hey, good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Elaine and Mike. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful in the studio. I have Tony here.
And what am I, chopped liver?
Oh, I didn't know. Well, here's the reason why. I am down in Cape Cod right now.
Oh.
My brother, my youngest brother's getting married later this afternoon, and I'm standing outside right here in South Dennis, right on the cove. The water is beautiful here.
Wow.
Nice and peaceful. It's about 60 degrees, and looking forward to that. We've been here since yesterday. And so down here, sometimes the cell phone issues, I probably should have got on the landline.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of get missed there for a minute or two.
Is that off Old Wharf Road?
Off of between exits 8 and 9 on off Route 6.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Not too far from Dennis Porter. We're in South Dennis right now.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And there's, you know, so we're on the south side of Route 6. And, again, just beautiful down here. And it's going to be a really nice most of the day. Now, down here, we're going to have a south wind, so it's only going to be in the 60s for highs. But it looks like we're looking at upper 70s across the greater Attleboro area today. Now, we will have an increase in clouds, but once again, we're going to luck out in terms of the rain. Last night, of course, the rain was mostly in the evening. So the daylight hours are dry, and it looks like today it's going to be the same thing, where the rain will hold off until probably tonight. That's good for here because the outdoor ceremony is at 4:30, so that should get in okay. But we will have an increase in clouds late in the day. Again, some rain tonight, and then the good news, it starts to dry out tomorrow. We'll turn cooler, though. A high of only upper 50s to near 60, which is a few degrees below average, but still not too bad. And then on Monday, sunshine, after a cool start, may actually get in the upper 30s. Looks like a high of about 58 on Monday, and then starts to warm up a little bit by Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. So, again, the good news, overall good news anyway, is the two bouts of rain this weekend mostly seem to be happening at night, which is good news in that regard. By the way, the next full moon is coming up in a week or so. That's the full flower moon, which is something to look forward to if you're a moon worshiper.
That's wonderful. Go ahead, Tony. I know he was
trying. No.
Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to make a crack. A full moon usually brings out everybody. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know. The crazies. And I know. I know.
Well, so I'll be out there.
You'll be out there. I think it's the 21st, so it's a week from today. So,
oh, wow.
So next Saturday, maybe there will be some crazy stuff going on. Who knows?
But, right.
So Tuesday's going to be a nice day. We have our alumni gathering Tuesday, even though it's inside, but... You know, 7 o'clock. You want it nice to be nice and sunny.
Yeah. Probably at least sunshine to start. Maybe some clouds late, but yeah. I think for the next 2 days after tonight's rain, I think we are essentially rain free. Now tomorrow afternoon, there could be a brief passing sprinkle in the afternoon, maybe as the breeze, the cooler breezes come in. But yeah, I think Monday and Tuesday should be good. Maybe our next chance of rain showers would be later Wednesday or Thursday. So overall, not too bad weather wise, and. Again, what a difference. You can see that down here, it's about a week or two, it always is the time of the year, a week or two later with the trees in leaf. The trees here are still mostly just budded trees. There's no leaves anywhere of any consequence. And every year, it's the same thing. Same thing in the fall, where it takes longer to change over to the colors in the fall. Right now, it's almost like I'm looking out over everything, and it looks like it's more like maybe the 1st of May instead of 14th of May. So but just beautiful down here right now, and it's going to be the same thing most of today in the greater Attleboro area.
That's great. Listen, I was just wondering, when are we ever going to hit the big 80 degrees?
Well, we
sunny?
Came close actually yesterday. I think we briefly earlier this past week, I think it just briefly did hit 80 in Attleboro.
Yeah.
Although sometimes you don't know it because if it's only a brief occurrence, but in terms of widespread 80 plus, I don't see it, I think, this upcoming week, but I think we will make a run back into the at least low to mid-70s. So today, actually, may be the warmest day of the next several, but even the ones that cool off over the coming days won't be too bad. So, and guys, still, I don't think we're going to see any frost to worry about. We still bring this up until we get to about Memorial Day, the threat of some frost, and of course that affects the tender plants. But right now, I don't see any frost threats, at least at this point. Of course, on Monday, I'll have another update.
Right. Okay. We'll have to tune in to Dominic's show and find out what the latest and greatest. But I can't wait. Now that the sun is hitting, I want to be able to dig up my flower beds and start putting down my new flowers and put all that in. But I guess I have to wait because I don't want to spend all that money and have all my little plants, you know.
Well, you can
frosted.
Always cover them, right, Jim?
Yeah, you can either cover them if there's going to be the night of a chill, or just if you can start some of them in those little plastic things and put them in the windowsill, and then you get them started, and then when you know it's ready to go, bring them outside and put it back into the ground that way.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, did you know that on our Alumni Association, we have a meteorologist from the U.S. National Weather Service? Members.
What's his name?
Bill Babcock.
Oh, yeah, Bill Babcock. Yeah. Yep.
Class of 76.
Hmm.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Matter of fact, I was there last year doing a little thing over there. He's one of the meteorologists over there and talked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the meteorologists there who were very helpful over there. They're nice people. So I hope that goes well.
Yeah, and I'm sure it will. And, of course, when we do have our meeting and it's bad weather, Bill doesn't show up because we know we beat him up for it. You know?
That's right.
We want to wish you well. I know you've got to run, but thanks for calling in. I really appreciate that. Have a wonderful – I love weddings like that. That's great. Is it going to be an outside or inside wedding?
It's inside. The ceremony's outside in Orleans, and then so we're heading out further east, and then in Brewster, on the Brewster-Harwich line for the reception.
Wonderful. Well, you have a wonderful day, wonderful weekend, and we'll talk again next Saturday.
Enjoy the cake.
So, thank you very much. And again, Elaine, I know I said last week, but I will let you know when I'll be able to hopefully come into the show with you.
Yes, I have a guest on next week, and then we're off more a weekend, so I'm going to have to book you in June, my friend.
That's okay. I'll be still on here if I can get on. So.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Greetings from the Cape, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
All righty. Great. So that was Jim Corbin giving us an update on our weather. A mixed bag of tricks, it seems. Our number here is 508-222-1320 if you'd like to say hi to Tony or myself or Mike. And, interesting weather turns. I mean, where is the nice warm weather? I mean, I'm looking at my flower beds, and they're like, it's winter kill out there. You know, it's just like winter kill. And it's like a few of my perennials are starting to come up. But I lost my rose bushes. I had two beautiful rose bushes, and they just didn't make it.
Give it time because it's still early.
They are so bone dry, brittle, dead. There's happening. Yeah, they just got,
Because we have rose bushes, but they usually come in late. But I know the grass. God, as soon as as soon as the sun comes out, you can almost hear the grass growing. It's so green around everything, you know.
Yeah. My neighbor actually has a riding mower.
Uh-huh.
And he's like a little kid, so he always cuts my grass.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's due, you know, it's doom. I won't say his name, but he was getting the mower ready this morning, so hopefully today would be a good grass cutting day. Yeah.
So
we lost three trees, you know. Three pine trees fell over when we had the rainstorm and the windstorm a few months back. Three little pine trees fell. Yeah, just missed the house, but
usually the park loses trees during windstorm, but this winter, other than branches, I think they lost one pine tree,
and that was it.
Because the park has a lot of old trees.
Oh, sure, Well, listen, I got to hold you right there, my friend. Yes, we're up on our last break. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Join Mass Audubon on Tuesday, May 24th from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Oak Knoll Wildlife Sanctuary for Nature Ramblers.
The theme for May's Nature Ramblers is butterflies. This 60-minute session encourages your child's love for nature through interactive lessons, stories, crafts, nature walks, and animal encounters. Outdoor components are determined by weather, yet the sanctuary makes an effort to include outdoor exploration and play during every class. This event is for adults and children and is suitable for children 3 to 5 years of age. Call Oak Knoll at 508-223-3060 for more information and to register for the event.
Welcome back to The Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action.
Look how he makes eye contact with his person.
That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive, and now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance so common with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
I'm Paul George of the Indiana Pacers. When I was six, I had one thing on my mind. When I was six, my days were spent playing basketball every chance I could. When I was six, my dream was to make it to the NBA. When I was six, my mom had a stroke. So I want you to learn the signs of a stroke fast. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. Because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. I'm Paul George. Protect the ones you love. Spot a stroke F-A-S-T. Fast. Life is why. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Seekonk Public Library will be hosting a hula hoop party for adults on May 14th from 1 to 2 p.m. with a rain date of May 21st. Hula hoops are more than fun for kids. They make a great workout for adults. Try this session for adults with exercise weight hula hoops, and you'll have so much fun, you won't even realize you're working out. This hoop party will be led by certified exercise instructor Jessica Stiles Cohen, with a separate 2 p.m. session for kids and families. A limited number of exercise weight hoops are available, so pre-register by calling 508-336-8230, extension 5130, or email library at seekonkpl.org.
We're dancing in the studio as Mike is playing this lively song. I just say to him, I want upbeat music, and let's get going on a Saturday morning. If you're on your first or second cup of coffee, you're listening to WARA 1320, Out and About with Elaine's show. In our last few minutes, I have in studio Tony Viveras, but I told him I have to... I haven't even given out the lottery numbers, and it's been a really great show today. So I thank Tony for getting up super, super early and coming in and talking about the zoo and the Attleboro
alumni. Not me. I'm
alumni.
Not here super.
It's just really
great. I get
great.
Up early anyways.
I know you do.
Yeah.
But I do have a couple of things I have to mention. Again, the Attleboro Firefighters, the local 848 annual community breakfast starts at 8 o'clock this morning, and they are located at 100 Union Street. It's kind of like giving back to the community. And also, yes, when it's live radio, anything can happen. Stop it. And he's feeding me information about the Attleboro Alumni Gathering, which is very important, which is Tuesday, May 17th from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Complimentary refreshments.
PM.
Oh, yeah. 7 to 9 p.m. Complimentary refreshments. I hope there'll be wine there. You got to have wine there.
Yes, we do.
Okay, good.
Complimentary.
All right, I'll be there. I'm from Attleboro. No, not really. Anyway, it's at the Attleboro Arts Museum, located at 86 Park Street in Attleboro. Free admission. So that's really great. It's a chance to bring out your blue pride and join fellow alumni to reconnect, network, laugh and share photos of yearbooks, and enjoy high art exhibition. And it says, bring a classmate.
Right.
All right. If you played the lottery, good luck. Our Mass Daily number is 1359. Mass Cash, 14, 15, 21, 22, 31. The Mega Millions, 20, 21-38-54-66. And the Rhode Island Daily number is 4823. So, gosh, our time has been just really going by, my friend. Okay,
yes.
Now you can talk.
Well, you woke me up here for a second.
What?
My fingers keep moving even though I'm not...
Honest to God, clicking pens and everything. I can hear it
pens,
in my ear. What the heck?
Ruffling paper.
I know. It's like, what?
And then she comes down with the yardstick and hits me right over the knuckles. Reminds me of my first grade teacher, Daisy Reynolds.
Oh, don't even go there with the nuns. I'm left.
No, I wasn't a nun.
Oh,
as,
really?
As pleasant as that name sounds, Daisy Reynolds. She had a flagstick without the flag on it, you know.
Oh, jeez.
Wow, you know.
Yeah.
Rap. What a noise that made with the desk.
I know. Seriously, it's like if you do it nowadays, it's like you'd be assault charges would
oh,
be
God,
brought
yeah,
against
know,
you.
You
now
know.
you can't.
And my father would tell the teachers that you have every right to hit him. And if you came home and said, "I got into trouble," they would say, "What did you do?"
Mm-hmm.
Now it's the other way around. You know, it's
totally changed.
Yeah, but anyway.
Well, let's keep positive here because you are listening to Out and About with Elaine. We have 8 more minutes to our show. If you'd like to say hi to Tony, you can call us at 508-222-1320 or give us a shout out and say hello. So, our show is running really, really great, and I thank you so much for coming on. We have a lot of different things going on at the Cape Run Park. Did you know that they're running or sponsoring a trip to the Serengeti in the fall?
Oh, yes, yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I don't know that much about it, but I do know that Jean, our zoo director, does that probably twice a year. She takes groups over and they go over to, things associated with the zoo. But
honest to God, it sounds a fantastic trip, but it's $6,000. I was looking at it last night.
You got it. Just a mere bag of peanuts.
I work for every dime, my friend. Every dime.
So you got a million dimes. So
yeah, right. No, I have common sense, no sense.
But yeah, she does a nice job with our zoo.
Yeah.
And she's a very active, and she thinks outside the box. And I loved it when she had the food trucks at the zoo. That was, you can understand, it was a success and a failure at the same time. She never expected the number of people to come out that night.
My son and his wife and the kids waited a long time for food.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Yeah, it's like throwing a party and you invite your guests, and then about an hour before the party begins, you wonder if anybody's going to come, you know? It's one of those things.
Sure.
But that was and she raised a good amount of money for the zoo, and I hope they do that again, I'm sure. She will, but it's going to be better planned out
good.
For the maximum.
I
had no idea food trucks were that popular.
Oh, my God. There's a food truck rally. I think it's next week, the 21st, in Mystic. And they've got like 35 to 40 of them. And it's just a big thing. It's like you go there, you park your cars, you walk around. In Mystic, it's beautiful. But you just go to different vendors and stuff like that to support them. And so it's a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah, it's a pretty good idea. I loved it.
So you could be Tony's excellent coffee in a food truck and go down there yourself.
Yeah, but my coffee days are over. I enjoy what I do now. And sometimes I get overworked there. I want to step back sometimes because... You know how it is. You get so involved, and then you realize it's taking too much of your time. But I like what I'm doing, you know.
Good. It sounds like you get some really good things with the Cape Run Park and the
alumni. And, you know, the alcohol board, that is such an overwhelming board at times because the laws change and things change, and you have package stores and restaurants calling up and asking questions and all that. And that sometimes, it's one of the boards that I've served on. That you got to really pay attention to.
Oh, sure.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Speaking of alcohol, if I wanted to ship some wine back from France, can I do that or no?
I don't know. I know you can bring one or two bottles over when you come back, you know, in your
suitcase.
Package. Yeah, but I guess it depends on different countries.
I know Rhode Island, you can't ship to Rhode Island.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to ship some wine to, I think you have to ship directly to a distributor or a store.
See, we have a license holder who puts gift packages together. It's a couple of women that own, and they're in the industrial park, and they ship wine to different places.
Right.
But it has to be carried out by UPS and they have to
correct.
Knock on the door and make sure that somebody
right.
over 21 receives it.
Right, but, right. Very yeah, regulated. Yeah. yeah, no, I get that.
I know I've known people to bring me a bottle of port from England.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're allowed two.
I think two is the max. You're right. Yeah, I'll have to check because I have a friend who owns a large branch of liquor stores, the Gasparrows.
Oh yeah.
Remember? Well, they were in Seekonk too when I was on the health department there.
Yeah.
Chris Gasparro, and so I'm going to go up there and talk to him anyway about which wineries in Provence should I hit because I can do all these tours, but I just want to make sure. That I hit the best ones, you know.
Yeah.
I want to taste the best wines, not right. Joe and Margaret's winery yeah. here, you know, because I don't know. But I've already scoped out some things yeah. to do and consignment shops, and the wineries are the yeah. next tour, in the Lavender Tour.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. Tony, I know we've only got a few more minutes, and we wanted to play out something really beautiful at your recommendation, Andrea
oh,
Bocelli.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. I'd like to
oh,
thank
you're quite
everybody
welcome.
Here.
Anytime.
For listening to Out and About with Elaine. Please stay tuned for Dominic on Monday. He'll be back on Monday from 9 to noon. I'm sorry. Dominic will be back from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. We'll be back. On the board is Mike Catanzaro. Thank you so much. And Jim Corbin for calling in today. And also, we'll be back from 7 to 8 on Saturday, followed by Dave Kane from 9 to noon. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening. And meet me back here for Out and About with Elaine. And enjoy Andrea Bocelli. Che luce in una stanza quando manca il sole.